Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
2 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Baldwin,
that would be us. Glad you're with us. Live from New York. There we go. Live from New York. And live from Las Vegas, Nevada tonight as well will be Mr. Stephen Baldwin. As we are anticipating, like the rest of the world is, this legendary showdown, man on man, 5 year in the making, unbelievable, welterweight versus welterweight showdown like we've never seen before. And the outcome of what's going to happen here is that one of them's going to win and one of them's going to lose, and someone's going to be a whole lot wealthier. And a lot of bookies are going to make a lot of money tonight on who wins and how and why. I think the bet that someone told me that they had seen that was being made was that they had to Pacquiao has to score a knockout, and you have to have $175 down to make $100. Like, there's no one that's thinking that you're going to make that much money if you just go even odds tonight. Not that I know anything about gambling. I don't. I'm terrible at it. I don't know anything about odds. I'd have to have my friend Jim Thompson call in and tell me what he thinks about this. So that's the long and the short of it tonight. This is going to be a huge thing. And I was talking with some sports fans over the weekend about this fight. And I said to them, there's no way on earth that we're going to get to the that we're going to get to the level of hype that was around the Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard fights, because they were saying this is way more hyped than that fight. And I said that can't be. Now, I was living at that time. I don't think the guys I was talking to at the time were. I think they were younger by maybe 10 years than me, but. For those of you that have watched boxing, that have seen boxing for a while, do you think that the Pacquiao-Mayweather bout that's going to go down in Las Vegas tonight is in some way bigger than the Sugar Ray Leonard-Roberto Duran first match and the rematch? And, remember, Roberto Duran was Iranian, and Sugar Ray Leonard was as American gets. It's funny because tonight I'm not pulling for the American. If Floyd Mayweather goes down in abject humiliation in the first round, I'm going to be totally happy with that. I'm all Team Pacquiao tonight. But anyway, the reason that I say that is because the perspective of these guys that I was talking to about this said, no, you don't understand. This fight that's going to happen tonight has been planned for. They've been trying to make it happen for 5 years. And finally, there was so much money on the table that one of them, the two of them said, well, we'd be sick if we didn't at least get in the ring and fake it. So then they got the other one. And I guess this is a unification bout. So you've got somebody that's 55-5 lifetime career up against whatever Mayweather is. I think he's 26-1 or something like that. But anyway, lifetime, big-time winners, and this will be for the prize of all prizes. This will this will be bragging rights from here until eternity between the two of them. So tonight, because he happens to be a friend of Mr. Pacquiao, Stephen Baldwin is in Las Vegas and will be in attendance at the fight tonight. And Nick, he said for us to call him at the top of both hours. So let's try placing that call, Jackie or Nick or whoever's going to do that, because I'd like to get his impressions early on what's going on tonight. But that led me to think about tonight's topic, and this is what I'm thinking about tonight, because it is odd. In my way of thinking, it is odd for our nation at this point in time to be thinking so much and be so enamored with and kind of engulfed in this concept of a prize fight that is going to involve two people. Literally, the goal of each of them when they get in the ring is to literally beat the brains out of the other person. Like, that's the goal. That's what everybody's hoping they will see happen. That these two guys will literally beat the holy hell out of each other. And the more blood and swollen eyes and brain damage that can be inflicted, the more the crowd gets, you know, up on their feet and they're happy with it and everything else. Now, I say that, and you may say it sounds like Kev, you're not in favor of boxing. And I wouldn't say that either. I was just as much of a sucker for the Sugar Ray Leonard Roberto Duran fights back in the day as anybody. And I wanted to, like, be right in on the, I wanted to see what was going on. And my friends that I was telling all this to, by the way, they said, well, here's why Pacquiao Mayweather is such a bigger deal, because social media. The internet and social media. You didn't have the social media back in the Sugar Ray Roberto fights. And if you had, they probably would have been as big of a deal as this was. But now you have the social media, and everybody's tweeting, and everybody's Facebooking it, and everybody's put it out everywhere. And so this has turned into the biggest single boxing event maybe in the history of the sport of boxing. And to think that there's not someone named Ali attached to it, or Frazier, or Sugar Ray, or Marvin Hagler, or even Mike Tyson. There's none of the big names that you've thought of that will go down in boxing history as even being associated with this fight, and it will be the most watched and by far the most profitable boxing event ever to take place. Now, here's what I want to ask you about. Given that that's the case, Kevin McCullough with you here, by the way. My phone number is 888-340-3373. Given that that's the case, and given that we had this last year, this outcry from the violence of the NFL, you know, we had the one running back that got caught, you know, knocking out his woman in the elevator and dragging her body out of the elevator. Remember that ugly little bit of NFL news? And he bopped her in the face, and then she goes down, and then he ends up dragging her body out of the elevator. And the only reason we knew all that was because eventually the tape was released, but he was suspended two games, and then when the rest of the tape came out, they said, "What's wrong with this man?" And they suspended him the rest of the way. And then we saw, I don't know, five or six other guys that got suspended at least one game or two because they did the same thing to their woman. And everybody was saying, "Oh, these guys, they're all hyped up. It's a violent sport. It's a violent sport. Those guys are trying to kill each other." Well, they're in pads. They're not going to do too much damage, and you're not allowed to just go out and throw punches. You have to block in a certain way, and you can only block in a certain way. And you know, you're not even allowed to tackle freestyle anymore. You can't lead with the helmet. There's all kinds of things that you can't do. So, with all the violent ruckus that the that was blowing up over the issue of the NFL this last year, my brain's kind of wondering, well, given that, why is our culture, why is everybody in the culture from President Obama on down riveted to this idea of these two guys beating their brains out tonight? Given the amount, and let's say you're not even a sports fan, okay? Let's forget about that for a second. 888-340-3373. given the fact that our society, and we are bemoaning the amount of violence in movies, we bemoan the amount of violence that's involved in the school place now, school bullying, 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 bullying. All we ever hear about is bullying. And even with the police abuse that seems to be always controversial and kind of in the news, of course, we've got Baltimore that's fresh on our minds, but you had Eric Garner, you had Mike Brown, you've got all of these issues related to violence in our society, and everybody that's always thinking about what violence, how much of a role violence plays. Well, tonight I want to ask the question, if we really are concerned about all of that violence, how do you explain the idea that we have, I don't know, a few billion dollars that will be made from people watching and attending and seeing and pay-per-viewing and everything else, what will be the biggest event in boxing history by the time it takes place tonight? I want to take your calls on that. 888-340-3373. We're also going to check in live with Stephen from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So glad you're with us from New York tonight, but there's a live shot of the Welcome to Las Vegas sign in Las Vegas tonight, as it is the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight that's going to be going down in a couple of hours. And reporting live from the venue tonight, the site of the probably the world's most historic boxing event, Stephen Baldwin is on the line with us on his own radio show. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kevo, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Now you've got a good shot of seeing everything tonight. How many rows back will your seat be once you're in the ring?
I'm in about the first 15 rows. I haven't even gone to my seat yet. I'm literally through security here at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, and security is just unbelievable.
Sure.
I mean, there's just law enforcement and dogs and everything everywhere, and you know, the tail of the tape on this one is pretty incredible. Everyone's very excited for an amazing fight.
Well, let's talk about this for a second, Stephen, because you've in recent years you've befriended Pacquiao, and we should disclose that so people don't think that we're completely unbiased here. But The build up to this fight is a 5-year story in the making. What has gone into? Why did it take so long to make this fight come about? Do you know?
Well, you know, the financial side of it, Kevin, is astronomical, and they're almost saying here. I spoke with Manny's business manager last night, and you know, a guy named Michael Kahn's who handles all of the business side for Team Pacquiao and does all his deals. This is one of those things that, you know, the residual ripple effect of this is just going to go on for years to come. And depending on the outcome of this evening's bout, you know, we'll see if this becomes, you know, one of the great epic trilogy boxing, you know, events, that we have not experienced in several decades. So, I think really Mayweather is the guy who really drove the delay more than anybody. Of course, both sides were saying, you know, let's fight tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. But with the pay-per-view worldwide and the money at stake here, I mean, each fighter stands to make $100 million tonight.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back too far in this profession to realize that these types of numbers are, you know, have never even come close to this type of a dynamic in this sport before.
Well, and it's interesting that it's going to include two men that, in terms of the folklore of boxing, do not have the cachet that that, you know, a Muhammad Ali or a Frazier or Sugar Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran had in their time. Now, this fight will make them that. There will be, you know, this is obviously going to be that watershed moment where the 55-5er goes against the 26-1er. But up until now, this has not been typical in terms of how these big bouts come about. And the 5 years in the making, to me, is an astounding thing, because obviously one of them didn't really want to do it. And the fact that the money got so big, I think eventually would have convinced almost anybody to go ahead and give it a shot. I told Ivan, I said, you know, yeah, I'll crawl in the ring and take a punch from one of them for $100 million, because it'll put my kids through college. But so let's talk about this for a second. I heard a story. I don't know if you can confirm it or not, but that this week they were talking about how this fight came about, and Mayweather's side were basically like, "We want all the terms on our side." And Pacquiao said, "That's fine." And they said, "And we want a rematch if we lose." And he said, "That's fine." And he just conceded to concession after concession and was asked why he was being so conciliatory to Mayweather. And Pacquiao's response was, well, in my country, we give the people on death row anything they want. Does that sound like Manny to you, well, Stephen, as someone who spent some time with him?
No, that doesn't sound like Manny at all. Brother, I was with Manny over at the Mandalay Bay this morning at 9 a.m. He had a Bible study with a pastor that came in from California. 500 of Manny's supporters were there, and we sang praise and worship, and there was a wonderful word given about, like, the nature of our hearts and this and that. And really, listen, the truth be told, you can't take away from either one of these guys when it comes to talent. Floyd Mayweather is an incredibly gifted, talented fighter. He definitely comes from a totally different place ethically and spiritually than Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao's mantra this whole fight has been, I just want to give God the glory.
Huh.
He said it this morning at the Bible study. I tweeted a photo of that. It was incredible. And this is really, a lot of people are calling this fight the battle between good versus evil. You know, and I don't mean evil like Floyd's a bad guy. He's a husband and a father and all this good, but he's, the name of his team is Team Money. You know, so he's all about the materialistic side of it. And there's a lot of people here supporting him in that think that that's capitalism and God bless him and all that. But, you know, I have a feeling really deep down inside that it doesn't matter about all that. The money's wonderful. The glory of all of it in the natural is what it is. I think these two guys want to get in there and just try to tear each other up. I think it's pretty personal, and I think these guys are really going to do what they got to do to just come out on top.
What makes it so personal, Stephen? Just the desire to be the undisputed champion for your weight class for the world?
It goes beyond the weight class now. I mean, this is for our generation, for this time, this is the rumble in the jungle, Kevin. Mm. I mean, there hasn't been this type of energy and excitement and a global awareness of one boxing match in 25 years. There hasn't been, since Tyson, there hasn't been this type of excitement.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you because it is pretty obvious that the last real hyped fights that I remembered of this nature were the Sugar Ray Roberto Duran fights, but those were from the early 80s, and you know, you're talking about a completely different. There was no social media, there was no other element at that time that made it quite as as viral as what this is going to. Hey, Stephen, I want to get your prediction, but not now. Let's talk at the top of the next hour because the fight gets started at the top of the hour following that, and you'll give us your official prediction of how you think the fight's going to be fought and what you think it's going to happen, how you think it's going to be played out. But let's take a break, and then we'll talk with you again at the top of the next hour. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen's in Las Vegas tonight at the MGM Grand. He's through security, as you heard him just say, and he's going to give us a report live at the top of the next hour with his predictions. And I want to talk with you about the meaning of this fight and what it says about our country, particularly as we seem to be very conflicted about what we believe violence should and shouldn't be. Let's talk about that next. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin. It's McCullough. It's live on Pacquiao Mayweather Night from New York. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And we got a live shot of Times Square in New York. If you're watching on Biz Television, it's KMC, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live from New York on our normal Saturday night spot here. And, you know, tonight is going to be boxing history. The Kentucky Derby was run earlier today. Hardly anybody's talking about that. There are actual news stories that have been reported on. No one's talking about that. Not tonight, because this is going on. Our phone screener, Lady Jackie, who I don't think she's a sports fan. She never talks about sports. She said she turned on the radio, and inside of a minute on the station she was listening to, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight was mentioned. That's how big of an event this is tonight. Billions of dollars attached to it. between the marketing, the payouts, the betting. Well, the payouts alone, $200 million, I mean, $100 million each. It's just an unfathomable understanding of what this is going to be tonight. But here's my question. Given that it is the biggest sporting event of the year so far to date, hands down, bar none, this will eclipse probably the Super Bowl in its overall impact in terms of sports. You've got that set against a very interesting context. Because last year, speaking of the NFL, you had several players suspended because they roundhoused their wife or other people over the course of the last couple of years, got found out for it, got suspended because of it. And that was, you know, a couple of NFL players. And there was all kinds of outrage. News media were covering it for months. You know, what's going to happen to the NFL? Shouldn't the NFL pay a penalty in public awareness or public opinion because of these bad apples they have among? I mean, there was just all kinds of discussion about the violence that's in sports because of these bad apples that were punching their wives that played for the NFL. Okay, so you've got that. You've got the school bullying issue, which in almost every city, every day, in almost every major metropolitan area, almost every day, you can open up a local paper and read a story about somebody who's been bullied in the public schools. Some kid that took out his vengeance, you know, all the violence that we've seen related to this in recent years. It's unequivocal. That's a major emphasis, that bullying and school violence and people that are pushing people around that have the bigger girth and are able to do it. That's a major issue for us in America today. Then you have our entertainment industry, which groups have been on for the longest time. The activist groups that don't care about social issues, they don't care about pornography or nudity or anything like that, they will fight you tooth and nail with how much violence is in movies. And I will tell you, I'm a little bit inconsistent here because personally, I don't have nearly as much problem with violence as I do with sex, especially for, you know, the younger that the kids are. I think that violence is something that, depending on how do you define it, it's going to vary in terms of my response to it greatly. Tom and Jerry were once banned from television because they were said to be too violent of a cartoon. True story. So you've got all of these things. You've got bullying in the schools, you've got entertainment, and you've got police supposed abuses. You've got people that are fighting the police. You've got the demonstrations. You've got people burning Baltimore to the ground this last Monday. Violence is everywhere. But the culture goes, violence is bad. Violence is terrible. Violence is something we should speak out against and always be against. And yet tonight, to the tune of a few billion dollars, literally, you're going to have people dressed to the nines, dressed like they're going to church, spending money that would buy pretty large houses in some Caribbean countries and maybe small ones here in the U.S. to sit in a seat for what may be a few minutes to maybe a couple of hours, depending on how many rounds it goes. And the idea being that they're going to watch these two guys literally try to beat each other's brains to a pulp. Is there something hypocritical about that in our culture? Is it hypocritical to be anti-violence in the culture and to be very, very interested and keen on what's going to happen tonight in the fight? I'm curious as to your thoughts on that. Let's go to line three. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. Hey, Ralph, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Yeah. Good evening to you, Kevin. Now, you know, what I'm about to say, I'm going to put it in the context of the sad story, state of affairs in Baltimore, Maryland, okay?
Okay.
I believe that this whole evening that is about to happen there in Las Vegas, okay, the big fight that we put the bill, as it's being called, or is it being billed, is all about a diversionary.
Ralph, hold the line for a second, brother. We got to take this break. I want to hear your entire thought But we're 5 seconds from taking that break. It's Pacquiao Mayweather on...
Attention taxpayers! If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
YouBelieve.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us live from New York and Las Vegas tonight. Steven's inside the MGM Grand and will be giving us reports from the Pacquiao Mayweather event. I just looked this up. I need to apologize. I kept saying that Mayweather was 26-1. He's actually 47-0. So he's undefeated with 26 knockouts. That's where I got the 26 number. And Pacquiao, I was dissing him as well. He's 57-5 with 38 knockouts. I wouldn't want to try to fight either one of them. I don't think. One is the WBO welterweight champion and 8th division world champion. That's Pacquiao. And Mayweather is the WBA and WBC welterweight champion and five division world champion. So one of them has eight division world titles. The other one has five division world titles. This would be a unification bout like you wouldn't believe because all of the fights that have led to these belts being had by these guys would be dissolved into one fighter, whoever wins tonight's fight. So anyway, we were talking with Ralph before the break, and Ralph, I wanted you to have plenty of time to make your point, so thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. Like I said, you know, given the sad, sorry state of affairs in Detroit with the mayor and then with Obama, you know, this whole night that is going to take place in Las Vegas, billed as the big fight, would be a diversionary moment for this country. And I wish and hope in my heart that Floyd Mayweather would win this fight so we can have something to cheer on in this country, given the sad, sorry state of affairs over in Baltimore. We would only, you know, go moving forward now, if I may say a few words about Baltimore. Moving forward now, I hope that everything will work out fine, and kudos to you, Governor Christie, for responding by sending 150 state troopers to help them out maintain law and order.
That was a classy move. Thank you, Ralph. Thanks for your points. I do think that we as a nation need to take a breather every now and then. I mean, look, I was looking at show topics tonight, and I saw, you know, Huckabee's probably going to announce on Tuesday. We have Hillary. There's another poll. There's two polls that came out this week that said people believe she's a liar. Rasmussen poll and the Associated Press poll, by large majorities, believe they can't trust her. But all of this stuff is not, none of it's new. There's no new news here. Baltimore is probably going to be the most interesting thing to talk about for a while because these six officers have been charged, but there's a lot of questions about the prosecutor's relationship to the attorney that's representing the Gray family and what's going on. And now it comes out today that Gray may have been an informant for the police. I mean, but we don't have anything to discuss by way of reaction tonight. So I was thinking, well, this Pacquiao Mayweather thing, because Steven's been talking about it for months. It's the biggest thing to come down the pike in a long time. And yet, look at it. It's so popular against this backdrop of everything that is anti-violence in America today. 888-340-3373. So are we really a nation in need of reform of violence if a fight like this is going to be, you know, over-the-top successful financial boondoggle for whoever, you know, gets to make the money. They're going to make a ton of it tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Gino in the Bronx. Hi, Gino. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Well, I know there's one fight I would definitely pay to see, and that would be in one corner, the lightweight champion of Bolsheviks, Barack Hussein Obama, versus the champion of freedom and lightness, Ralphie from Redback, New Jersey. I would love to see that fight, and I think so would everybody in this audience.
I'd pay 20 bucks to sit next to you, Gino. I think that'd be a good fight.
Yeah, it's either that or me versus Alec Baldwin or me versus that nitwit with the red beret, you know, Curtis Sliwa, because I've been intending to throw him to a plate glass window eventually.
Well, what a piece of work he's turned into. I mean, front page news. Pick up a saliva cup before you head to the office the next time, Curtis. It might help. Anyway, so Gino, your thoughts? Why are we so anti-violent as a culture? You know, supposedly, and I use big quotes around the supposedly anti-violence. But you look at this, and boxing is as old as time, and people are more excited about this fight than any event in boxing history. How do you explain it?
It's simple. People would rather see something that's staged violence as opposed to turning their eyes open and seeing the true violence that's out there. Ferguson, Missouri, Baltimore, Maryland, any night here in the Bronx or in Brooklyn, the true violence, the true forces of darkness and evil that have ruined our country for the last 50 years, they turn a blind eye to that because, of course, the scum in the media who have been throwing gasoline on this racial fire that's been created out of whole cloth benefits their side of the political spectrum, and it's used as a bat, a baseball bat against our side.
Hmm.
Is nothing wrong with a boxing match, but obviously I don't believe this is the fight of the century. I don't even think it's the fight of the year. If you ask me, Ali Frazier 3 was the greatest fight I ever saw, and that wasn't even built as the fight of the century of the 20th century. The bottom line is we have accepted real and true violence. We have accepted darkness and evil. We abort a million children every year in this country.
Great
and we
point.
Turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
And we call it a right to murder your own child. Why do we do this? And then we have these nitwits, these numbskulls, these Neanderthals that are willing to destroy a sport like football or even baseball because they find it so unappealing. It's a contact sport. Oh, we can't have that. But we can have a million babies being murdered, and we could put murderers back out on the street by the thousands in every major city in America, especially here in the Bronx. And we do nothing. We turn a blind eye. It's a quote from a line from a great movie that I've seen 100 times. As you may have noticed, Ilse Lund, human life in Casablanca is cheap, and it's even cheaper in America because of the hypocrites in the media that turn that blind eye and then try to turn everyone against our side of the political spectrum and ignore the violence on their side.
Yeah, no, you're right, Gino. Thanks for the call. Good thoughts, good insight. Okay, phone line's wide open. We're supposedly a culture that is supposed to be standing up to all this violence. There were people that were ready to sue the NFL back into the caveman days if they didn't reform their ways. But a ton of those people are paying $99 to see this Pacquiao Mayweather thing tonight. Why is it so popular?
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
You interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Glad you're with us tonight from New York City and Dallas, Texas. It's the sites of Baldwin McCullough Live and Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios. Stephen Baldwin on the road. He's speaking tomorrow at the First Baptist Church. Oh, how are you? In Wiley, Texas tomorrow. So if you're in Wiley, Texas, you want to go see Stephen. He'll be there speaking at the First Baptist Church tomorrow. And we are also very, very grateful for the partnership with MyPillow.com that has allowed this broadcast to continue to come to you in great places all across the country. MyPillow.com, the founder of which is Mike Lindell, came and strongly supported the Thief on the Cross events in Chicago last week and the national broadcast that occurred on this platform and many others over last weekend. They are still celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and they're being named the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow product. The official selection as the official bed pillow for the National Sleep Foundation. And tonight, friend, if you have never tried the MyPillow, I want you to do it. Because not only, if you don't like it, send it back for 60 days. They'll give you your full refund. But if you do decide to keep it for the next 10 years, they'll warranty that pillow. And if it ever goes flat, if it ever doesn't do what it did when you started out using it, they will replace it at no cost. It is the best pillow I've ever used. And when I was in Chicago for nearly 10 days a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have my MyPillow with me, and I felt the effects. 10 straight nights of tossing and turning, hideous, hideous sleep. And when I got home the first night, I went right back into REM cycle because my MyPillow was right there on my bed. Friends, pick up the phone and call and see for yourself. Try it. You've got no risk to it whatsoever. And when you use our promo codes, you're going to get 50% off the cost of that pillow as a celebration of their 10-year anniversary. They've sold 5 million of these. 800-506-2641 is the number. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641, or go online to MyPillow.com, and you can use STVB or KMC, either one. Those promo codes will get you 50% off when you call or when you go online. Everything in your shopping cart, they'll discount by 50%. 800-506-2641. Get a MyPillow for every person in your house. They will thank you for it. It will change your life. All right, so glad you're with us. We're talking about the death of civility. And real quickly, before we go to our next break, let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome.
Yes. Good evening to the both of you. Now, regarding this narcotic and vice cop, you said something on the radio to describe him as very interesting. Now, I find the irony or ironic in this situation here in that there is no virtue with regard to this man having sexual relationship with women, knowing full well that he is HIV positive. About
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7062.